can see for yourselves and know that summer is near. Even so, when you see these things happening, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I tell you, this generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have happened. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. Be careful, or your hearts will be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and the anxieties of life, and that day will close on you suddenly like a trap. For it will come on all those who live on the face of the whole earth. Be always on the watch and pray that you may be able to escape all that is about to happen, and that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man.
日月星辰要显出异兆，地上的邦国也有困苦。婴孩中波浪的声响，就慌慌不定。天使都要震动，人想起将那将要临到世界的事，就都吓得魂不附体。那时，他们要看见人子有能力、有大荣耀降临，一有这些事，你们就当挺身昂首，因为你们得赎的日子近了。耶稣又设比喻对他们说：你们看，那无花果树和各样的树，它发芽的时候，你们一看见就自然晓得夏天近了。这样，你们看见这些事渐渐的成就，也该晓得神的国近了。我实在告诉你们， 这些事都要成就，天地要废去，我的话却不能废去。你们要谨慎，恐怕因当时醉酒并今生的思虑累住你们的心。那日子就如同网罗突然临到你们，因为那日子要这样临到全地上一切居住的人。你们要时时警醒，常常祈求， 使你们能逃避这一切要来的事，得以站立在人子面前。约瑟也从加利利的拿撒勒城上犹太去，到了大卫的城，名叫伯利恒，因他本是大卫一族一家的人，要和他所聘之妻玛利亚一同报名上册。 那时，玛利亚的身孕已经重了，他们在那里的时候，玛利亚的产期到了，就生了头胎的儿子，用布包起来，放在马槽里，因为客店里没有地方。
Praise God. Today we've looked at two different scriptures. And the one scripture talks about something that is quite surprising. The heavens and Jesus in the clouds. And it confronts us about our life. And then the other scripture talks about the coming of Jesus. The birth of Jesus. Joseph and Mary. I'm here today to say that both of these stories are about Christmas. They are about the Advent. Because the Advent means coming. Christmas is coming. The Advent is not Christmas. But the Advent points to Christmas. The Advent is about preparing our hearts, preparing ourselves for the coming of Jesus. So I ask you this morning, are you ready? Are you preparing? What is Advent? And what is its importance? That's what I'm going to talk about this morning. Advent is a time where we are awaiting. There's a suspense Are you a good waiter? Can you wait to get married? A driver's license. Can you wait to get your driver's license? Are you somewhat struggling when you have something that you want, but you can't get it? For us, the Advent is a time to wait and expect God to come. My daughter-in-law, she was due on Monday. In other words, she's pregnant. 6 days ago, she should have had the baby. That was the due date. Now she started her 41st week in pregnancy. What to do? Well, I looked online. I looked at a website, and it said that only 5% of women have the baby on the due date. And I said, well, why do they have a due date? The due date is to help us to prepare. And so, as she knows the baby is going to be coming soon, she thinks about her dogs. And the dogs are in our house now. She thinks about cleaning the house. Her house is clean. She's going to have a midwife, so the baby will be born there in the home. That is what expectation is. And that's what waiting is all about. And that's what having a suspense is all about also. It takes a little time for us to be ready. Why are there due dates? That's a good question. Babies come when babies come. What is the purpose of a due date? The purpose of a due date is to give us time to reflect on what is coming. Christmas today in modern American culture is full of things. It starts at Thanksgiving. It starts at Halloween today with sales. And you can go 100 miles an hour trying to gather presents, create pictures of Christmas at home. I want to challenge you today to just take a little time. Don't join in the rush. Enjoy the tension. Enjoy the suspense. Because Christmas is coming. And you can take time to enjoy that process. I wonder about Mary, the mother of our Lord. Did she have a due date? What do you think, Pastor Joanne? Did Mary have her baby on the due date, or was it after the due date, or was it before the due date, Pastor Richard? The baby comes when the baby comes, and our job is to prepare. And so, as we contemplate this coming of our Lord, this birth of our Lord, let us take time to prepare, time to wait on God, time to listen to God, time to grow, time to be ready for that special day when it comes. Many Christians today, when they think of Christmas, it's the trees, it's the lights, the tinsel, the glitter, the gifts, and we can live with all of these things occupying our lives. Many years ago, in the 1800s, there was a writer. His name was William Dean Howells, and he wrote fables. So in 1890, he wrote a fable, and the title of it was Christmas Every Day. We don't believe Christmas is every day. We believe Christmas is coming. Christmas is on the 25th. But there are people who want to have Christmas every day. Why? What happens on Christmas? We get presents, right? Wouldn't it be nice to have presents every day? Think about that. This man wrote in a popular magazine called St. Nicholas Magazine for Boys and Girls, and it begins this way. Once upon a time, there was a little girl who liked Christmas so much that she wanted to have Christmas every day of the year. What's more, she found a fairy who granted her wish, and she was so delighted when Christmas came again on December 26th, and on December 27th, and on December 28th. Of course, after it had gone on for 3 months, the little girl, whenever she came into the room in the morning, saw the ugly, lumpy stockings dangling in the fireplace and disgusting presents around everywhere. She did not like Christmas anymore. And by October, people didn't care about presents. In fact, they threw them over the fences. They threw them at the doors, and they hit the door, and people would say, "Here's your ugly presents." We are awaiting the coming of Jesus. And so we need this time to prepare our hearts and our minds. We should simplify our season. We don't have to do what our neighbors do. We don't have to buy 100 presents. My wife and I, over the years, we reduced the amounts of gifts that we gave. And we went and we gave fewer gifts and we gave gifts to others. And I think of the Soul Sisters, the ladies from this church that went recently to the food outreach. How many of you here were a part of that, the Soul Sisters? You went and you gave food on Saturday. Raise your hand. Raise your hand. So some of the ladies here went and they gave food to others that didn't have food. That is the kind of preparation that I'm talking about. When we do something to touch other people's lives, that's how we prepare for Advent, the coming of Jesus. Advent is important. And it's important also to understand that we don't have things instantly every time. My granddaughter came to my house a few weeks ago, and I bought some tulips from Gabby. I bought tulip bulbs. And my granddaughter and I, she's a three-year-old, we planted tulips outside in the garden. The next day, she came again. And she told her father, "Daddy, I want to see the tulips. I want to see the tulips." And I had to explain to her that tulips take time. For things to happen in our lives, it may take time. Someone may commit their life to Jesus Christ, come and be baptized. That's the beginning. It's not the end. It takes time to grow. One of the beautiful things that can happen in the Chinese church here is that men and women here can be called to be pastors and teachers and missionaries. And my prayer is that the leaders here would continue to do what you're doing, baptizing and teaching people about Jesus Christ. And God will call people to serve him in ministry. Right now, you may have just been baptized. Right now, you may have a full-time job somewhere and you're about ready to retire. Let me tell you that God calls people to serve. And so don't put out of your mind the possibility that God will use you in some way. Advent points to the future. The scripture that we read tells of the returning of Jesus Christ. And so when we think of Advent, we think of Christ returning. Advent also points to the past, the Christ child. And so when we celebrate Advent, we think about these things: the coming of Christ and the fact that Christ came. Advent is a new start. Every year we start again. There is a such thing as a Christian calendar. And Advent, every year we have the opportunity to have a fresh look at our life, a fresh look at where God is leading us. We have an opportunity to shake away our failures and throw out our victories and start anew and allow God to work in our heart. A clean page on which to write the story for the next year. Advent also gives us permission to have great joy together. 1 Thessalonians tells us, "How can we thank God enough for you in return for all the joy we have in the presence of our God because of you?" Advent is about joy. And one of the joys that we have in this church is very special. Not every church in America has this. We have Mandarin speakers. We have people that speak Mandarin from China and from overseas. We have Taiwanese people. We have people from Hong Kong. We have people from different places that speak different languages, Cantonese. And we have English. We have Chinese people here that don't speak Chinese. Let me tell you, this is a difficult thing. This is difficult because we have different cultures. And it's easy for one person to hurt another person, to offend another person, because you're different. It's easy for me to do something and I can offend someone because we come from different cultures. But the beauty and the joy of this church is that we love each other and we care for each other. And if a brother hurts us, we don't hold hatred and animosity. We hold love and we think the best of them. There was a writer, a pastor, his name was Dietrich Bonhoeffer, and he wrote this while he was in prison, a little book called Life Together, which I heartily recommend. But he says this. He says, the physical presence of other Christians is a source of incomparable joy and a strength for the believer. Our presence together is a joy. There are many places in the world where you cannot come together like this. Many places in the world where people cannot come together and worship, where there's hatred because of different cultures. But I want us to celebrate this as we prepare for the coming of Jesus. We can have joy. We can have joy because we are a family together. Lastly, Advent is about welcoming Jesus in our lives. We expect him to come. We expect Jesus to come. But we want to meet him, don't we? We want to encounter him. The scripture tells us from Revelation 3, here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person and they with me. Let me ask you, have you opened that door to Christ? Many of us here today have. Those that were baptized, those that have chosen to follow Christ, have opened that door. Have you opened that door? I challenge you before we celebrate communion in your heart to open that door to Christ. Ask Christ to be your Lord and Savior. Prepare your heart to meet him when he comes. We can come to church for food and fun and friends. We have free food downstairs, don't we? And that's a good thing. But this whole community is about Jesus Christ and welcoming him and embracing him. If you have not done that, if you come only for food, if you come only for fun, please take a second look. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you for the joy that you give. Thank you for your love. Thank you, O God, that we can wait expectantly for you to come. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.